This is the Digital Nomad Quest podcast with Sharon Sung, teaching people how to build passive income, become financially free, and design their best lives. Hey guys, it's Sharon from Digital Nomad Quest, and today we're gonna go over how much I make on YouTube. So in this episode, I'm mainly gonna go over my YouTube ad revenue, and I'm not gonna be talking as much about sponsorships, courses, like other products or affiliates. This is mainly gonna be what YouTube pays me in ad revenue. Now, if you guys don't know how it works, basically companies will bid on placing ads onto your YouTube videos, and YouTube will take a 45% cut while you take a 55% cut. Now, I never thought you could make that much money on YouTube. So for example, when I started YouTube, I actually started a music channel. I have two different YouTube channels for music. I was just doing it for fun. I was like making these covers, and because of copyright issues, you usually can't monetize a lot of those videos. I just made like a couple bucks here and there for, you know, some of my original music, but honestly, I barely made any money on my music channels. It was solely for fun. I just wanted to put my music out there. In the future, I'd love to do music more again, but right now I'm just focused on this YouTube channel and investing in side hustles and stuff like that. Now, I digress, but the point is, you know, certain niches don't make as much in terms of YouTube ad revenue. Whereas right now, I'm talking about investing in side hustles, which actually you can get paid a decent amount and you could actually make a living from it. So it's really cool to be able to talk about stuff I love to talk about and even make money from it. Now let's go to some of my oldest videos, right? I was just kind of posting interviews during my digital nomad journey. So those didn't really count. Those were 5 years ago. And then around April 17, 2019 is when I basically started posting more regularly. I decided to commit to this YouTube channel because if you're really gonna start a YouTube channel, you can't just drop off and like not do it. You have to be consistent with it. So those videos I posted 5 years ago, it was just to post these videos. I knew I wasn't trying to build a YouTube channel at that point. So again, 2 years ago is when I started. As you guys can see here, a lot of this was entrepreneurship based. I was talking more about, you know, podcasting versus YouTubing, how to build your email sequences, brainstorm business ideas. And I even talked more about digital nomading, tools for your online business. So I was highly focused on entrepreneurship and online business topics. I think I've pivoted a lot, but I still talk about a lot of these things as well. So it's kind of a mix now that I talk more on the financial side, on the financial freedom side, personal finance, investing, and all of that stuff, which I didn't talk about as much before. But as you guys can see, I was using the Canon G7X, so it's not as high quality as the Sony A6500 that I'm currently using. I also didn't spend as much time on my thumbnails. Here, I think I was posting 2 to 3 times a week, you know, filming in my room, putting down a camera, blabbing about whatever. I never really scripted too much. I just kind of winged it. These videos don't perform as well because I wasn't like thinking through my videos. I was just talking about whatever I wanted to talk about and just putting stuff out there. Around January 15th of 2020, I actually joined a YouTube mastermind. I still attend those meetings. It's been almost 2 years now, which is really cool. I love being able to speak with other YouTubers on a call about our different struggles, our different goals. It just helps you along the journey a lot more. So if you guys are doing this YouTube business, it is actually a good idea to find others in similar positions as you and try to like create a mastermind or join a mastermind. Now, around March of 2020, I started picking up on TikTok and I decided to post consistently every single day. Some of that trickled over to YouTube. Now, in July 14, 2020, I made my first viral TikTok video. And when I say viral, you know, 1 million plus views was kind of really exciting to see. And that really changed all my accounts actually. So my TikTok grew, I grew in numbers on my YouTube. So as you guys can see here in July of 2020, right? You can see these spikes and it's because my TikTok video started picking up. Honestly, TikTok doesn't translate as well to YouTube, but it'll help a little bit, especially with 1 million views. So you can see my subscriber count grew around then too, which is like pretty amazing to see. I think at the end of that video, I did like a call to action of like, oh, follow me on YouTube. So that kind of helped with increasing the subscriber count there. Now let's look at the stats here. As you guys can see, you know, it was like 5 years ago when I started because of those interview videos I posted. So those don't really count because This was just flat. I wasn't using this as a YouTube channel. But then I started posting. Let's go to 2020. Basically, I wasn't monetized yet still in July of 2020, which is insane. You need to have 4,000 hours of watch time as well as 1,000 subscribers in order to get monetized. And I still wasn't there yet because of the watch time. So I was able to hit the subscriber count, but it still took me a long time to be able to reach that watch time. August 10th is where I actually started getting monetized. I was just making like $5, $10. Not making too much money at this point, but $10 is pretty good if you think about it, because $10 times 30, that's like $300 a month. That's gonna help with some things. It's gonna help with some expenses of yours, right? And this is basically like passive income, because I could just not post for a while, but it would still get some ad revenue, though I don't recommend, you know, just stepping away from YouTube for a while. You wanna stay consistent. You know, sometimes people step away for months and still get a lot of ad revenue. So that's why I feel like it is pretty passive. Now let's look at what I was doing on my channel around that time. So around that time, when I first started getting viral on TikTok, I decided I wanted to upgrade on my YouTube channel. So as you guys can see here, quality changed dramatically from these videos to these videos because I wanted to step up my game. I did already have this camera because I wanted to shoot music videos back in the day, but I was like, you know what? I'm gonna use this for my YouTube channel. I was looking at what people were doing with their thumbnails and trying to reflect that in my own thumbnails. You guys can see it's improved a lot over time. And I think that helped with my ad revenue a lot. So let's go back to that look. In 2020, looks like I made about $2,000, but let's go to the last 365 days. And it's been $23,000, which is really insane. I never thought I could make this much money, but it's increased a lot over time. So let's go into these details. We're gonna look at the monthly estimated revenue, and it's been insane. So since we're looking at the last 365 days, last December I was making $264, jumped a lot in January to $886, and it's just going up. And this December I'm at $5,636.99. Today is December 21st, so it's not the full month yet, which is insane. I think I could possibly hit $6,000 to $7,000 by the end of the month. Let's look at the daily amounts, right? So daily, like, it's been around $200 something per day. It's gone down a little bit, so I don't know how long that can keep up. If we're gonna say like $190 per day, I'm definitely gonna hit $6,000, possibly $7,000 in the month of December. It's improved a lot. You know, if I can keep $200 a day for 30 days, that's like $6,000, which I'm very happy about. If I can make 2022 a six-figure year in terms of ad revenue, that'd be really nice. But let's talk about what kind of helped with my account. So I think the first jump was this best ways to make passive income with no money. I guess it was catchy to people. And then I went into how I made $30,000 on merch by Amazon. Now I released that video July 15th of 2021, and that has over 100,000 views now. That's the one that picked up a lot and helped me increase my revenues over time. And then this one was the biggest one. So from 30K a year to millionaire by 30, that one picked up a lot, and that's what's making me go at around $200 a day. I don't know if I can keep this up because this video was more of a suggested video versus something that people search for online. So who knows if YouTube's gonna keep, you know, suggesting that video. I hope so. We'll see. But I'm hoping in 2022, I'll make better videos and not just bank on this one video, right? So hopefully I can keep this up and get it to a six-figure year. We'll keep you posted. We'll see what happens. As you can see, my RPM is $26, which is pretty high. And that basically means how much you earn per 1,000 views. And then CPM is how much advertisers paid per 1,000 monetized playbacks. So this RPM and CPM are pretty high in my opinion. And it is because my videos are in the personal finance niche. Now there are a lot of personal finance YouTubers that are making a lot more than me, but honestly, I'm very happy with what I've been able to achieve. You know, I was just starting out with like $5 to $10 a day, right? And then now it's gone up to around $200 a day. My highest even being $389.91. That blew my mind. I did not think I would ever be able to achieve that. And to be honest, like, my goal is to create the best stuff for you guys. It's okay if I don't make a ton of money from this stuff. I just want to make sure I'm providing value. But, you know, it's an amazing feeling that, like, I can teach something that I'm passionate about, but also make money from it and can make a living off of this. My goal next year is basically basically work more on the real estate side and document a lot of that stuff. I hope that provides a lot of value for you guys. I'm learning so much on that, and I'm gonna be able to make better content by investing more in real estate and showing you guys what I've been doing. I also want to systemize a lot of the things I'm doing, so I'll bring you guys on that journey as well. Because I am making more on YouTube, I'm planning to invest a lot more of that back into the business. And when looking at the analytics, my two best performing videos are based off of what I've achieved. Like for example, how I made 30,000 on merch by Amazon and how I was able to get to millionaire by 30. So it seems like the more I do and like document that, the more interesting that is for you guys. So I'm planning to do a lot more documenting, a lot more tutorials. I think you guys really like that type of stuff. Now, one more thing is I didn't talk about sponsorships, courses, and affiliates. Now with affiliates, I'm just making like a few hundred a month, nothing like insane, but I am planning to do more affiliate marketing next year where I talk more about the products and tools I use that help with my business a lot. And then sponsorships, I'm actually making multiple five figures now with sponsorships, and I probably can hit six figures in sponsorships possibly next year. And that's because I'm mainly doing them on Instagram. I have done a couple on YouTube, as you guys might have seen already, but I'm only trying to do the ones that I actually want to pursue, because honestly, can be too much of a grind for me to make all these sponsored videos. I'm really making sure that they're the ones that I care about because it is active work. I prefer building up my business versus advertising someone else's business, but I am only working with those that I think can benefit you guys and provide you value. So that's where I'm at with sponsorships. Like, I like doing them to an extent. I want to make sure that anyone that I work with is one that like I care about that can help you guys. And then lastly, courses. I actually hit six figures this year with courses. If you guys are interested in my journey with that, I can definitely make a video on this. It's been a wild ride with courses and I actually love making them. So, you know, you guys have the free content on YouTube, but then if you guys do want the step-by-step, I have been creating that curriculum and it's been so fulfilling seeing students go from A to B with those. So that's where I'm at with courses, and it's hard to measure how much of that was from YouTube because I do link it in the description, but a lot of them is probably coming from my Instagram. So that's why with this episode, I really just did want to focus on the ad revenue. Now, I've been very transparent with this video. You guys can see all my numbers here, and I even talked about my top videos.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps our podcast grow. And thanks again. I'll see you guys in the next one.